آمين يا رب العالمين، جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to all our wonderful listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for his deen. We are rapidly approaching the blessed month, the month, subhanallah, that the Quran speaks of. Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, O humanity, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام. O people of Iman, fast, the fast has been prescribed upon you. كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم, like it has been prescribed upon the nations of the past. لعلكم تتقون, so you may acquire the consciousness of Allah. Taqwa, Allah's consciousness, Allah's taqwa, that ability to stay away from what displeases Allah, the ability to stay away from disobedience. We learn this taqwa, meaning staying away from shirk, then staying away from kufr, then staying away from innovations, bid'at, staying away from sins, ma'asi, staying away from actions that are disliked. And then we learn, as we get closer to Allah, to stay away from anything that displeases Allah or anything that will keep us away from our objective and our purpose. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The verses are so amazing, the verses that speak of the matters of fasting. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس, in this is guidance for humanity. وبينات, clear signs of guidance. والفرقان, and in this month Allah has given the Furqan, the criterion, the Quran. And Allah commands us all to fast. And amongst the verses of fasting comes the discussion of dua, subhanallah. Amidst the verses of the fast, Allah, who listens to our du'as always, is mentioning the verse of dua amidst the verse of fasting. And this is Quran telling us that our du'as are always accepted, readily, rapidly, especially during the fast. The verse of dua is so interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Generally, when Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum would pose a question, the answer would come in the form of Quran. They are asking you a certain question. قُلْ. This is the response you give them. And if the answer came فَقُلْ, it's a hypothetical question. If they are to ask this, then this should be the answer. But here, when the Sahaba asked a question, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي was the response. Here the answer didn't come, they are asking you. The answer here came, whenever my bando ask you about me, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. In the other responses that came in the Quran, Quran responded, say to them. Here, Allah is directly responding to his bando. Indeed, I am very near. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعْ. I respond to the prayer, to the dua of the one who prays. دَعْوَةَ الدَّعْ. إِذَا دَعَانَ. As soon as he asks me. Now, da'wah means to call to Allah, but in this context, it means to make dua. But this scale of the Arabic language, it means even if they make dua sometimes, the scale. Meaning, sometimes a person makes dua also. One who's constant in dua, Allah listens. But even that person who doesn't always make dua, but sometimes he asked Allah, out of the blue, Allah is listening to him also. Da'wah al-da'. إِذَا دَعَانَ. As soon as he prays to me, as soon as he asks of me, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Then Quran advises us. But my bando should obey me also. Allah says, as Allah is listening to our du'as, Allah is saying, why don't they respond to me and obey my commands? فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. And why don't they bring firm iman upon me? وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that they may find rushd and rashad and irshad, guidance, righteousness. Then the verses of the Quran continue concerning the discussion of the fast and some masail. Uhilla lakum laylat as-siyam, permissible for you during the nights of the month of Ramadan, laylat as-siyam, arrafathu ila nisa'ikum, meaning one's marital relation with one's partner, one's legal partner, this is permissible in the nights of the month of Ramadan. So this is in the Qur'an al-Kareem, so the continuation of the discussion of the fast. So alhamdulillah, imagine these verses of the fast were revealed in the month of Sha'ban, in the second year after Hijrah, just before Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Baqarah tells the Muslims, one is about the Qibla, the other is about the fast, the importance of the fast, the duty towards the fast. And when we fast, we learn to control our limbs, our eyes, our hands, our feet, our tongues. It's not just fasting from food, but it's also learning to utilize the limbs Allah has given us. Use those limbs correctly. I would exhort one and all, look into the first hadith that you have in Fada'il Ramadan of Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Hadith Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya rahimahullah. In this chapter, the first hadith he presents is the hadith from Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, the hadith of the great Sahabi Hazrat Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu anhu, wherein he said, prior to Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rendered this khutbah to us. Fi akhir yawmin min Sha'ban. It was the last day of Sha'ban, when Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuhal nas, O humanity, qad adallakum shahrun azeemun mubarak, has dawned upon you, has arrived upon you, a month that's so great, that's so blessed, a month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months, a month which Allah has made its fast compulsory, and Allah has made the qiyam of this month a prophetic practice, the sunnah. He who aspires to do good deeds in this month, meaning in the form of nafil, كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَاهُ, will be rewarded as though one has fulfilled a fard in any other month. And the one who tallies out a fard in this month gets the reward as though he has performed 70 fara'id in any other month. Imagine, this is such an opportunity Allah is giving us. It is a season of good deeds. Increase in nawafil, to increase in fara'id, to increase in sunan, to increase in mustahabbat, to increase in every good deed. One is to increase in ibadat, but then also to increase in good qualities. Because the hadith then continues, Hazrat Salman says, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and it is the month of sabr, patience. And the reward of patience is paradise. And it is a month of sympathy with one's fellow men. Shahrul Muwasa. So to sympathize with people, to feel for people, to feel for those who are hungry throughout the world. There are those who are hungry even out of the month of Ramadan. So we learn from here what we save when we are not partaking of meals. Send to the Ummah in the four corners of the world. Send to our brothers in Palestine. Send to our brothers, the Uyghurs in China. Our people in Africa. Our people in India. Our people in Syria. And everywhere people are suffering. In South Africa. Help and feel for people. When we are hungry, our hearts are soft. Make dua for them. So this is the month of sympathizing with others. Our staff, uplift them in this month. Visit them. See who needs assistance, who needs help, some support. The roof is leaking, the veranda, the wall is broken. Children need some upliftment, some support, some help in their fees. This is the month to feel for people, to sympathize with people. Yes, as Muslims we are fasting. We see a hungry person, prepare the best meal and share with them. With your own hands, make the best sandwich and give that person. Make it how you would love it. just for Allah's sake. And don't tell that person, yeah, see, I'm giving you, but I can't eat. No, happily do it for the pleasure of Allah, to make Allah see, to make Allah happy, because Allah is seeing, and Allah becomes happy. So this is the month of sympathizing. And this is the month where the rizq of the mu'min is increased. Then the hadith continues. So it's a month of ibadah, and it's a month of khidmah. This hadith of Hazrat Salman teaches us, the one who feeds the fasting person, كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِ, feeding the fasting person. Now imagine, this hadith is teaching us, our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, go out of your way and feed people, make khidmah of people. This brings admirable qualities in us: humility, humbleness, kindness, compassion, sympathy, mercy. This is what the month brings about. Allah save us from being snobbish, arrogant, haughty, proud, looking down upon others. Those despicable qualities will ruin us. We just discussed the great Sahabi Hazrat Salman. Imagine, he was a great Sahabi, but he was so humble. He used to make little baskets and sell, because he never wanted to eat from the handouts of people. At one stage he was the governor in one area, and he happened to be passing the marketplace where there was a traveler who had purchased some fodder. So he calls Hazrat Salman, not knowing him, that, oh man out there, can you just carry this for me? And Hazrat Salman sees the man busy with carrying some other goods or taking his animal along. So he carries the goods for him, and he escorts him to the man's destination. En route, another person recognizes Hazrat Salman and says, oh, the companion of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, can I carry this on your behalf? He said, no, I would love to serve the brother. And that was when this man realized that this is the great Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu. And he took the goods right to the man's destination. Imagine, sublime character. These are the companions. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّبِيِّ وَحِزْبِهِ. These are the people of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is their akhlaq. This is their humbleness. This is their tawadu. This is their humility. Imagine Hazrat Umar. How humble, how amazing. How he served people. How he went out of his way to do for people. So this is the month to learn that. The one who feeds the fasting person. This becomes a means of forgiveness for his sins and liberates his neck from hellfire. And he will get the reward similar to the one who fasts without the fasting person's reward being diminished in the least. Imagine. So you are feeding the next person. Allah gives you a full thawab of another fast. And he was fed by you, Allah gives him his full reward as well, because Allah's treasures are unlimited. Now Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we are really indebted to them, totally, totally indebted to them for the khidmat of the Qur'an. It was through them that Qur'an reached us. It was through them that hadith and sunnah reached us. It was through them that deen reached us. They posed the question, oh Allah's beloved, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we as the ummah, it's not all of us that can afford to feed the fasting person, meaning a full meal. So the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Allah will give this great reward. Yu'tillahu hadha thawab. Allah will give the thawab. See the zest, the thirst for thawab, the reward from Allah, the pleasure of Allah. Even that person who will feed a fasting person a date, or a sip of water, or a drink of milk. What we learn from here, our Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sima rahmatullahi alayhi will explain this, that yes, when you can afford and you can feed people abundantly, then Allah has blessed you. But many can afford, but the heart is too small. So Allah give us the ability to have big heart. And there are so many who don't have much, but the hearts are big. Subhanallah. So when Allah has given us more, then give more, and feed more, and help more. But imagine those who don't have much. They also don't have an excuse to actually minge. Because this is the month to learn to give. So even when we have a little, this hadith teaches us, Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even that person who has little should share. because this is the month that teaches us to share. It's very easy to eat from others when others want to give. What about us to learn to give? When will we learn to get cured of greed? That's why our elders tell us when going in the path of Allah also. The hadith advocates, go out in Allah's way with your own money and your own person, your own self. Subhanallah, Hazrat Maulana Saeed Ahmad Khan, rahmatullahi alayhi, would explain the reason for this. Because when one says, if he goes, I'll pay, but I'm not prepared to go. Khair, he might not have greed, but what about pride? And if one says, let him pay, then I'll go. What about his greed? So the hadith teaches us so beautifully, strive in Allah's way with your person and your wealth. Give our wealth in the path of Allah, Allah will cure us from greed. Give our time in the way of Allah, Allah will cure us from pride. So this hadith teaches us that if we don't have much, from the little we have, give off for Allah's pleasure. Then the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is a month, the beginning of which is Allah's mercies, the middle of which is Allah's forgiveness, and the last of which is liberation from hellfire. Then the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about making it easy for one's slaves. That was the past, and they aren't slaves, but they are staff, they are employees. The one who makes it easy for his employees in this month. Now imagine this month, you say to your staff that, you know what, I give you off. You take off from 3 o'clock, go home. Even the Muslim staff, go home and read Quran, make tilawah. Say it to your non-Muslim staff, I want you to go home also. This is a special month, the month of Ramadan. The non-Muslims will start loving the month of Ramadan also. And give them a translation of the Quran Kareem and tell them, I want you to go and also read. And if you have any questions, we'll discuss it tomorrow. And then give them some ikram. Let them go home with something. So the hadith teaches us, make it easy for our subordinates. Allah will forgive this person's sins and liberate him from hellfire. Then the hadith says, increase in this month in 4 deeds abundantly, 2 of which you will be pleasing your Lord, and 2 of which you cannot do without. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the 2 that will please your Lord will be abundance of testimony. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And abundance of seeking the forgiveness of Allah. وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَ And the 2 that you cannot do without is that you seek Allah's paradise and you seek His forgiveness from hellfire. Then the hadith reiterates, and he who quenches the fasting one, Allah will quench him from my pond such a drink from which one would never ever get thirsty again. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate and practice the beautiful teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, it's a Friday. Let's value this day. Let's aspire to spend our day correctly. Let's not waste any time. Let's bring new people to the masjid. Let's go early to the masjid. Let's send salutations upon our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.